Exercise 10, page 7. Recording 1.
I know you love animals, Sarah. Have you ever thought of making a career around them?
As a matter of fact, I have, Harry. I'm thinking of becoming a vet acupuncturist.
Wow, that sounds progressive. Isn't acupuncture that therapy where they insert needles in different parts of the body to treat various ailments? I didn't know it's used to treat animals.
Well, it is. Most animal patients are horses, cats and dogs, but they can treat lots of other animals too.
But what would animals need acupuncture for? Not for giving up smoking, surely?
Don't be silly, Harry. It's used to treat injuries, arthritis and aching joints, eye complaints, just about any health problem really, and it's based on an alternative approach that treats the whole person, I mean, animal.
Sounds really cool. Is it easy to train for?
Not really. You have to complete an MA in acupuncture and then go on to specialist training for animals. Still, I'm determined to have a go.
Recording 2.
Our next story tonight concerns a plucky teenager, Oliver Carson, aged 13, from Buckinghamshire. Oliver has been praised for his courageous efforts in rescuing a cat. He tackled a group of older boys whom he met while coming home from school. They were chasing the cat, kicking it and pulling its tail. Oliver shouted at them, grabbed the cat, put it in his school bag and ran home. The cat, Lucky, has responded well to treatment and is now being cared for by the cat charity Paws, where he is also up for adoption.
Recording 3.
Today, I'm talking to dog trainer Matt Beswick. Matt, can you tell us why training your dog is so important?
It's quite obvious to me that a well-trained dog is more content than an ill-mannered one. That's because we tend to reward their good behavior with greater freedom. Also, they get more attention and affection from the people they interact with. That's why I encourage all dog owners to attend a dog training course. I recently conducted a survey of 1,000 dog owners worldwide. With 60% of the owners thinking their dogs behave better than those of others, only 15% of that number sent their pets to socialization classes. But this figure changes significantly when people own 3 or more dogs. Over half the dog owners in that category take their pets to dog trainers. This would seem to suggest that we eventually learn from our mistakes and that dogs really do need some formal training to encourage acceptable pet behavior.